With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Josh Miller, Jim Colony. He's here. Producer Matt, he's here. It's cold outside. The weather's here. And that's that. Good morning to you, Josh. How is everything?
That is that. I woke up freezing this morning. I kind of liked it, but man, it's going to get some used to again. It kind of went like shorts and long sleeve shirt. Is it t-shirt and jeans? Well, that poll's done. It's getting cold, man. It was freezing. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I used that automatic car starter thing today as I park outside still. And
how do you get that? I mean, I know you can get it.
It came with the car.
Did it?
Yeah, you just hit this button twice. But I hit the – what you got to do, it's weird. You got to hit the lock button twice and then the button that looks like something else, and then another button. So you got to hit the lock button twice, yeah. And then the other button that starts the car. But I don't know. In my haste or whatever, I made the horn beep twice, and I don't really care if the neighbors. I mean, that's when I get up. That's my schedule. You know, if they beep the horn at 10 o'clock when they're up, it's sorry about my luck when I'm trying to sleep. But it just really, I was like, trying to get it to start and looking out the window. But I think, this sounds strange, I think I was close enough to lock the door so the horn was beeping.
Right.
But not close enough to make the car start. I think there's two different scopes, like two different distances you can be away from the car. They're two different mechanisms. It's very strange. But anyway, eventually I walked closer to the front door, which is only 20 feet from the car, 30 feet from the car probably, and then it started. But when I was in the kitchen, I hit the button twice and then hit the car start button, and it just went boop, 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 like my horn. And then I did it again. I was like, boop, 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 boop. I'm like, oh, okay. So the first part of it's working, but not the second part. So then I walked towards the front door, and then I went.
I got to get that installed. That's a great thing. And every year I say, I got to get one. I got to get that. I got to get that.
Yeah.
I don't. I have to.
You know, Sunday is my day because the Steelers, now the game's at 4 o'clock, 4:15, whatever. So I'll have the morning, the late morning, whatever. Sunday's my day to clean out the other garage. There's only a couple things, bikes and a couple. And then I'll start parking November.
Yeah.
I start parking in that garage. In the summer, it's like you put an art table in there. And the kids just screw around and whatever. They use the one garage. And then come this time of year, then I start parking in there, and I get a tarp and put some of the stuff under the deck.
Right.
So that's about to happen. Yeah.
Winterproof the house.
Yeah. So that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Producer Matt. How about Producer Matt yesterday? He went out to eat with his parents. You went to get Mexican, huh?
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask you this. So when you go to get Mexican, and they say, and it's assumed, is it, and it's all you can eat, assumed, chips and salsa. What is the, what's the accepted sort of way to go about this? Like, how many times, Josh, can you ask for salsa?
As many times as I want.
Before the meal comes?
Or absolutely.
Can you still ask after? He just made a face. Matt just made
That's a play that hasn't been played.
Right. Can you still ask for salsa and chips? Let's say you order an enchilada or a fajita or whatever you got going on, right? And you eat chips and salsa while you're waiting. Forget guacamole. That's extra.
That's extra.
But the chips and salsa on the house.
And if you're a good waiter, you see they're low, you just bring another one.
Yes. Whenever your meal starts, your meal is there.
Yeah.
Can you then get the chips and salsa after your meal's on the table and expect it to still be free? Can you expect it to still be like part of the thing?
I would say yes, you can. I even think, and I'm anxious to see, it's almost like driving with the light on with no gas, the E, but I'm anxious to see how far you can push that. Even when you pay the bill, well, we're going to sit here for a little longer. Can I just get some more chips and salsa? How about that play? They're going to look at you like, no.
Yeah, that's stringing it out.
That's stringing it out. You're right. I've never in my life, though, went back after the meal for more chips and salsa.
Hey, no, during the meal.
During the meal?
Right.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't know.
They ask it. Do you want any more? You always say, nah, I'm good. Thanks. The meal's here.
What's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of it. What's the accepted, the way you...
Expected?
Yeah, the way you behave. The accepted, I forget, you know, the
courtesy, common...
Yeah. It's just what's the common courtesy in all of this? Mm-hmm. What are your take on this, Producer Matt? Let me ask you this. So you went to, like, Patron or somewhere, right? Like,
yes.
One of those Mexican places? Did you cease ordering chips and salsa once the meal came?
No.
Whoa!
We always go another salsa during the meal. We like to put salsa on the meal.
Different, though. No more chips, right?
Yeah, it depends. If the chips are low, we go chips, but always salsa.
All right. You know, in thinking about this now, people get chips and salsa, and they bring it out, like, sort of without asking. Or sometimes they ask chips and salsa, but they just bring it out at Mexican restaurants. I wonder how many chips in this country go uneaten on tables in Mexican restaurants throughout the course of a day, throughout the course of a week, throughout the course of a year. They've got to have so many, because I think about it, like, I don't eat the whole basket. It's like you eat whatever you're comfortable with.
Which then brings the question, and I hate to say this, not accusing anybody.
They can't put them back in the thing. Protocol, that's what
okay,
I'm looking
thank
for.
You.
Yes. Or decorum, both of them. You can't put them back in the thing.
It's an easy thing to do, though. Unless you go to places where they come out warm and hot. That way, it's almost their seal of, see, it's not the same stuff that was on table 8.
Yeah, protocol. That was what I'm looking for. I don't know. My brain just isn't working today. People are saying they feel like Mexican restaurants would be okay with it, unlike Chinese restaurants. Chinese restaurants get mad if you linger. If you linger, even if you're the only person there, they want you out. In and out, get out,
that's
enough.
Fair call.
But yeah, how many chips? There's got to be a study somewhere, like the Wall Street Journal. Someone did a study. It has to be out there. How many truckloads of uneaten tortilla chips there have to be in this country every week, every month, every year? Because I know when I'm done, as soon as the meal comes, it's like that chips and salsa for me, Josh, were never there.
Yeah, it's dead.
It's
absolutely
finished.
I agree.
It could be a half basket. Mm-hmm. It could be a full basket. It could be no basket. It's like blind to me.
Mm-hmm.
They're done. Finished. But Matt, you get more salsa to pour on your stuff.
Yeah, and the problem is the food comes so quickly. So then you forget about the chips.
Uh-huh.
It was waste more chips.
Wasn't it Dollar Taco Night at Patron last night? People are texting here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you get tacos?
Yep.
Hard shell or soft shell?
Hard.
What about the tacos?
Beef.
Oh, okay. No, you missed it. anyway, hard beef tacos is what you get.
Yep.
What about the tacos? Not hard beef, but what about the tacos?
What do you mean?
There you go.
How many tacos? How many tacos?
Yes.
On Dollar Night.
Yeah, how many did you get?
I got four.
Four hard beef tacos.
Yeah.
Wow. Josh, do you go hard shell or soft shell?
I've been, for the last handful of years, going soft.
Me too.
Which, ever since 40.
See, my daughter, yeah, right, that happens when you get a little older. My daughter and son, they get hard shell tacos.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, they just make them into nachos, and it infuriates me.
Right.
They don't even take a bite of it.
They just break it all up.
Yeah. And I said, well, then why do you get tacos? Why don't you just order nachos? Well, no, this is a taco. They grab it, and they just squeeze it once. And it pops, and all the meat falls out of the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And then they use it as a scooping mechanism.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I guess it is if you're a kid. But I'd say, you know, just get chips.
Yeah.
No, this is a taco.
I like the wrap. I like the soft taco. I don't know why. I don't think it's a healthier thing. I just like it better. I've turned it over. I put everything in a wrap now.
I do. I put hummus in wraps.
Everything.
I put meat in wraps.
Mm-hmm.
I eat very little cheese. But
yeah.
When I eat cheese, I put it in wraps. All kinds of stuff in wraps.
Love it.
Really? I'm going to even wrap a wrap. Put potatoes in wraps. But so you had four? Did you feel satisfied, Producer Matt?
I did.
Yeah?
We could have had one more. But
did you do the fake go for your wallet to make it look like you would have? Or you just
brought out a $10 bill, but I was denied.
Look at this guy, $10. He was going to pay $10. I mean, wow.
The bill was like $22.
Big spender here. $10. Did you get any margaritas or anything there?
Yeah, $2 margaritas.
Did your dad pond a Yingling?
No.
No? No? Your dad's big on the Yinglings. That's his
stuff. Got Modelo.
Your dad got Modelo?
Yeah.
Because of the commercials?
Branching out.
I'm telling you, it's because of the commercials.
Yes.
That 10 wouldn't have covered it. You had two margaritas,
right.
Four tacos,
and
your wife. The math doesn't add up.
$10. He was offering 10 bucks. What were you paying for? Were you paying a tax? I mean,
bill was only $22.
How? Did your mom not eat?
Oh, we all just got tacos.
Did you bring your wife?
$2 margaritas.
You're a thief. You did something. You rooked the bill.
No.
It couldn't have been $22.
It's $22.
If people got alcoholic drinks, it's not dollar drink night, is it?
$2 margaritas.
Oh, it's $2.
So
they don't have
two
tax?
Of them.
Yeah, right. This doesn't add up, Josh.
No, it doesn't.
No, what about the
if
tax?
If you had two margaritas at $2 and four tacos.
You're already at six.
I had one margarita.
Oh, okay.
You said two before. He said two before.
I heard two.
Yeah, so then you're at $5. Five.
And what'd the lovely lady have?
What'd your wife have?
Three tacos and a margarita.
Holy hell!
Again, that $10 thin.
Right. And then, so is there no tax at this place?
I don't know.
They messed up the bill. No, they messed up the bill. It could have been $22. It's more like at least 28, maybe 31.
You didn't ask questions.
You should. Hey, if somebody opens a door and there's a rip roaring party in there and you're not invited and they say, oh, come on in, you don't ask. You just go in and you start dancing. I mean, that's good on you, Matt, but it wasn't $22. You rooked them somehow. Good job. And you offered $10. $10. A crisp $10 bill you took out of your little Matt producer wallet, your little Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle wallet.
The OP Velcro.
Yeah, you had a Velcro one.
Power ring.
Yes. Good work for you. Man, did you learn that from that snake charmer pastor of yours?
Of course.
Offer $10. I bet. Is he still around, that pastor?
Yeah, he is.
You talk to him at all?
Yeah, great guy.
Is he still playing with snakes?
Not playing with snakes.
Skimming
though.
From the pot? Did you do any post-marriage counseling with that guy?
Nope.
You sure?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah? Is he still a wrestler?
He is not.
No. Okay. All right. It couldn't have been $22.
Couldn't have.
Not for four adults. I mean, what's four?
Margaritas, tacos. How many tacos does she have?
Three, I think.
Right. Because if it was $22, Matt, we're talking like
so that's
$2.75
just
a person or
something.
Just
between you two, that's $7 in tacos.
Right.
Hey, it's $11 total.
Okay.
It's my two parents.
Right. Well, then there's no tax? What the hell did your mom eat? Rice?
I don't know. He had two tacos.
Right, and something to drink, a pop at least.
You got to go throw 20% down.
They screwed up.
Tip.
I'm calling. What time's Patron open? I'm calling and saying this guy dined and dashed. You screwed him. Anyway, Fan Morning Show pre-show. Ramon Foster at 8. Ian Rappaport at 9. We continue to try to crunch these numbers because Matt is a thief.
Mm-hmm.
He's just total. He's a thief. They comp somebody. And people are texting. You definitely said two margaritas, and was the Modelo on special?
Hey, you got me thinking now.
No, of course it was not. You were undercharged.
Seven tacos, a couple of drinks. Who's better than you for $10?
It should have been like $64. Screwed them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.